Good day, everyone. I'm Sifu Cicero, the Director of Operations at the School of Qi Energy. And we're going to do a seminar today on the truth about chakras. Now, I have with me Instructor Sifu Jones. Good day, Sifu.
How's it going? Yeah, today's topic about the truth about chakras is one that really I decided to go over because now that we know so much more about science and how things work in science as well as the human body, how it works and how it's put together with all the different intricate systems that it has, it's a much more important topic now than ever. There are so many different methods that are teaching energy work out there that it's really easy to get into a method that isn't really helping you as much as it is hurting you. And it's strange now that we know so much more about the way that energy works that more people aren't really teaching it in a better way. And one of the things that you and I are both uniquely qualified in this is because of all the energy systems that we have both gone through. You have gone through quite an extensive background in learning about chakras and what they're all about, all the different types there are, how that, you know, some methods will include 7 chakras, some will include 12, and they have all these different ways of explaining how to use different things like collars into them. And for the most part, it's taught in a metaphysical way. And so I came also through a background where you touched on that, but it was more included in learning what was called a macrocosmic orbit. And you use PowerPoints that are similar to the way the chakras are, you know, taught in that method. And it's more into Qigongs and learning breathing techniques and all these different things, which you also, you know, have a background in that also. And so we actually do know what we're talking about and how these different types of methods are learning. And so I wanted you to kind of cover what the prevalent thought is on chakras and how it's kind of taught. And then I'll explain to them what we do now know about science and how our school of Qi energy will actually explain in a scientific way how things really work.
Well, chakras is a wide topic, and it comes from several different types of philosophy, and it spans from Hinduism, Buddhism, and Taoism. And basically, it originated in the Hindu texts, and it's a concept. It refers to a wheel-like vortex or vortices. And according to traditional Indian medicine, they are believed to exist in the surface of the subtle body of living beings. And that directly corresponds to the nadis, which are the meridians in traditional Chinese medicine. So all of these particular philosophies have these maps involved. And what's interesting about it is that there is a branch now that's been around a while called transpersonal chakras. And that is basically a new way of taking all these philosophies and mapping them in a philosophical, physiological, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So it is a very broad topic. Your basic ones are the 7, and they have different systems in the yogic background, meditation background, and of course in Qigong.
So we'll actually break it down into even 12 chakras that they'll teach about, and they make it even more complicated than just learning the 7 way, huh?
Exactly. So you can see that everything I just brought up is such a wide variety that you wonder how any one version of them can have any effect, because it is a very deep subject and very complicated. So where's the practice?
Well, the hardest probably the part of learning about chakras is the fact that it's a metaphysical term. You know, it's ambiguous, just the fact that it's more of a philosophy than it is an actual, like, a scientific point. Or, you know, if you opened up the body and said, okay, right here's your chakra, or it isn't something that you could open up the body and see. And so it's somewhat confusing to people in that sense.
Well, in metaphysical terms, it's the fundamental nature of being. You know, what is there? What is it like? And so to answer these two basic questions, you would have to experience these chakras. But do people actually experience these chakras on a personal level? And then people I've worked with, they're there, they're not there, and there's no physical effect that happens on a regular basis that you can bring back and correct the situation in the body. That's why I moved beyond that system, because I didn't have any personal effect from this particular type of work. It led me into many fascinating areas. There is no doubt about that. However, I still kept searching because I'm pretty fanatical about it, and I did do my work every day. And I sought out various teachers who were expert in this topic.
And both types of methods, whether it be like how I learned through the micro, macrocosmic orbit, sending energy through and around the that orbit part, which goes through the groin and up through the head. And most of these chakras are located in that same type of PowerPoint areas, where it's along the spinal cord or along these areas where there's a lot of nerve fibers going through the body. And that's really what we've learned through, you know, science. And now that we know so much more about anatomy and how the body actually works and the different systems, we know that, you know, what were considered chakras way back when are these PowerPoint areas in your body where there's a lot of communicative activity or energy goes through those areas through the nerve fibers. And so a lot of people, when they're sending energy through those particular areas or thinking in those particular areas, will cause chemical reactions to take place. And a lot of times these chemical reactions will be taking place as a result of hormonal flows of putting energy or moving around energy so that it affects a gland, so that it will dump out a certain amount of hormones into your bloodstream. And certainly that will, you know, interact with the way you feel. I mean, whether you get one emotion out of you or another is directly controlled by your hormonal flow. And that's really what science has proven, that different places in your body, like the amygdala up in your head, will put out different types of emotions where you feel the way that you feel. Now, when you're sending energy around your body, you can't help but affect these particular different areas. But the problem with the prevailing thought out there in the way that we learned and people are learning today is they really haven't included the latest science research on how that works and how energy really does affect the body. And now that we know more about the subject and we understand how heat does affect the body, we see that it really isn't something that you need to harness. And a lot of systems actually teach you that the more heat you're putting out, the better you are. And what we really found out through science and the study of the body is that putting heat into your body or heating up your body inwardly like that really just leads to all sorts of problems that most people are unaware of in energy work. And so that's what we're doing, is trying to bring out the truth of the matter of how energy works, and if you're putting energy through your body to improve it or to improve your health. And let's face it, that's why most people get into energy work, is to improve their health, get more energy out of life. And, you know, certainly that's why I got into it, and I wanted to get more power. I'd heard about, you know, I came up through the martial arts, and so I heard about inner power and that this is really what would lead to all this, like, almost Superman-type power. And so I wanted to study what that was about and see if there was anything to it. And occasionally you would meet those type of people that could project in a physical way this energy. And so that always got me even more interested, when I could actually feel somebody that was putting off a presence of energy that you could physically feel. I always thought, well, wow, that must be a pretty high-level individual. And the more I studied how energy really did work, and I've been studying it now for, you know, 40-some years, so it's something that is close to my heart. And I thought, well, I'm going to study this in as different ways as I could, and talk to as many different people, read as many books about it, and really find out what is involved with energy work. And that's why we decided to go ahead and start the School of Qi Energy Heals, because this is really something that people could get into when they actually understand how the science works and how energy actually affects the body. Then they could do it so much more efficiently than maybe some of the books that will teach them, because certainly, I certainly got different bad side effects from different methods that I've studied, you know, from different times, and certainly ones that go over or really push hard breaths and tightening up processes in the body. I got a lot more side effects from those type of, and they always tend to be on the bad side, the side effects that would come out of studying those type of methods. And now that I know how the energy works, of course it was leading right to bad side effects, because as the body heats up inside, it causes all sorts of problems with the body, and it wasn't really designed to run extra hot. And so what we really do in school is teach the student how to cool down that energy so that it isn't so hot, and that by using your mental capacity in particular specific ways that you can actually learn to do things like lower your body temperature, and actually where if you used a thermometer or a heat gun, a heat thermometer type of gun to check, you could actually see it in a physical way go down, the temperature go down, or we show it both ways where you can raise it or you can lower it. And we do the same thing as we show people how to raise or lower their heart rate or their blood pressure, and show them how that stuff works. And by not knowing these type of simple little things about the body, and it seems like most methods out there that you really study, they don't bring up about the heat factors that, you know, that we know directly now that it's through oxidation or too much heat that causes your pheromones to burn. And by burning your pheromones, you actually are putting out a repelling energy that tends to get a person into an argument or fight with another person just from the way these subconscious smells come off of you. And these are something that is a direct result of heating up energy too much. And a lot of people who push that, they probably wonder why they get into as many arguments and fights as they do. I certainly did. I mean, I was constantly pushing it and constantly getting arguments and fights, and I really didn't put the cause and effect relationship together until I studied much more about, you know, how the body really works, and that, you know, this is how your pheromones do work. And it really made sense, because now I understand, you know, by staying on this cool side and you're not burning your pheromones, you also are not going to be getting arguments and fights. And there really is this cause and effect relationship to that we point out in the school, and so many other ways where your immune system is actually affected by how much heat is going through your body, so that you can actually knock down or knock out your natural killer cells. And natural killer cells are actually something that's good for the body, that stays in your bloodstream and that are stores up in different organs that go to work when you have like a virus or something like cancer. I mean, it would go right to your help and help take a cancer cell right out of your body using a protein. And most people don't understand that there's a cause and effect relationship to that. And so when they're heating up their body, they're actually suppressing these type of cells in their body. And this isn't a smart thing to do. I mean, by using cool energy or our tri-concept of using a form, making a good feeling, and using this cool type of temperature with your energy, it really does radically change the results of building up energy. And you can suddenly build up energy much better and stronger, and where you can actually feel a physical projection take place or feel it in a physical, tangible way. So we're a whole lot different than other people who teach different methods out there, because we actually put a science back to what we're doing. And most of the stuff that I studied out there or, you know, took courses in, got certified in, there really wasn't this cause and effect relationship that was easily seen, or there wasn't this backing of, you know, with science research, with medical research of the day, directly proving to you why you do things in the way that you do, like we do in the school.
Well, you know, when I added, like, colors to these chakra areas, you know, it would seem like very relaxed at the time. But later on, my emotions just went up and down the scale, or I found myself very exhausted. And, you know, that's why I moved away from doing the chakras, because I really didn't know what I was doing with those colors, which in this school, I understand it at a whole different level.
It really is. I mean, now we know scientifically what colors really do mean, and it's more of a temperature thing that colors really interact with the body in a temperature way. And again, when you use colors in your energy work and you're not really understanding how this cause and effect with the body will work, you can actually heat up areas and cause the opposite type of effect of what you're really trying to cause, or cause a hormonal roller coaster ride to yourself because you're using colors in your energy work. And this is something that we explain in the school. We show you why or when you would actually use colors and in what cases. But in most cases, we don't use colors because it really does change your temperature. And we really do want the student to learn how to put actual physically cool energy, so that if they were doing like that palm test, we teach it, you know, a palm test where you bounce energy back and forth from one palm to another that you can physically feel, so that you know what you're building up in the first place. And a lot of people who teach energy work never even knew that you could get this physical reaction out of their energy. And so they do it for the most part in this metaphysical way where it's mostly theory, it's a philosophy of doing things, and there is no real backing of science behind it. And what we're showing people and students now of energy work is there is really this science behind it, and that you can get these physical, tangible results that you physically feel, that you can do these things that we're talking about in our course descriptions, and they lead to actual extreme abilities as somewhat of a byproduct of doing this because of what we know in quantum physics of that's just the way the universe was made, and this is a result of using your bioenergy in a particular way. But the cool thing is, way back when, we didn't know you could do things like measure bioenergy. And, you know, now we know that through places like the Rhine Emissions Lab, which, you know, actually has the machines now that do measure, you know, things like photons or bioenergy that comes off the body, we know that this is a valid way of building up the energy and that you got tangible results when you do it in this particular way. And this is why we opened up a school, so that people could get reliable information that is backed by the science of the day, that you can look it up in all these different places and see that what we're teaching is the way this stuff actually works. And so they can be assured that they're going to get so much better results from their energy work here than they would in a particular system. And certainly that's true. I mean, we both study so many different systems over the years that, you know, we could teach this in so many different ways than we do, but we tend to simplify everything and say, okay, this is how this works, and there's actually this cause and effect relationship to it so that you do get these tangible results.
You know, Sifu Jones, I came into this system with a lot of energy background, but I never realized that I was a yang type of person. I thought I could partition that maybe in my job versus my energy work, and it really is all the same. And I learned to become yin by cooling down my body, and my whole perspective, my whole physical sense softened. So all the energy work that I had been doing up to that point was, my mind wasn't right. I came in with a mentality that breath work or the type of food I was eating, all of this would take care of my emotional stability instead of working with my physical body. And, you know, I wound up with a bit of cancer myself from all that good work that I thought that I was doing. I was completely doing in the wrong way. And now I don't worry about this at all, because you're right. The Rhine Center, they measured me, and the biophotons that came off were such an extreme amount. I know that I'm nice and cool and good feeling, and this stuff is physically real in my body.
It can be measured with machines now. You can physically feel it, not only yourself, but others can physically feel it. And that's what we're doing, is we're teaching people how to build up and then project energy in this physical, tangible way that you can feel it. And it's so, so starkly different than the different methods that they do teach out there. I mean, we both went through those methods. I certainly learned about every type of breathing technique that you could learn. I went through all these different standing postures of my way of learning, you know, how to do high-level energy work. And, you know, what I found over the years of doing all that different stuff is it just heats you up, and it doesn't really get you better, because that's not how the body works, and that's not how electricity in general works. And bioenergy, electricity, basically the same thing, chi, prana, they call it all these different names, huna, and it is all the same subatomic particles. They all work in the same way. And if you learn how electricity actually works with the body, and you start learning to guide it instead of trying to push it or pull it or breathe it to different areas using a breath, because all these things will come out in this heated way. And we really found out that heat is the enemy. It's actually the waste product of energy that isn't the stuff that you can use. And mostly heat will just come out in the destructive way. In martial arts, that's what you basically learn to do, is you learn to heat up your body and then project it in this real hard way, using almost like an emotional rage to it. And you could cause out this enough of destruction of an energy to come out that would actually affect things around you or even knock a person out. And, you know, most people who don't know how energy works, they would think, well, that seems like it'd be impossible. And yet, it's very real. It's called a Dimmock technique. And basically, there's a lot of different people out there now that'll teach different elements of that. But it's really what you'll find is it's a horrible way to actually learn to do it. And the prevalent way of teaching it is a bad way. And so we actually would teach, you know, techniques like that in our school, but we teach the student in a very safe way so that they can safely learn it. And then they learn to do it or to practice it in a safe way. And most of the ways that you learn to do destructive techniques, you actually practice in a destructive way to you. And again, how it manifests itself is in arguments and fights. You generally will get in a lot more arguments and fights with different people because, again, you're burning your pheromones and you're suppressing your immune system. And most people will almost get the opposite effect of what they're really trying to do in their energy work if they're doing any hard breaths or hard sounds. Now, they'll feel it in an energetic way a lot of times, and so they take that as the validity to it, like, okay, I actually can feel something here, so it must be doing something good. And that's a false assumption on their part. What really does is usually gives them this roller coaster ride, because it fluctuates their hormonal flow. When they're moving too much energy around one place or another, it can't help but go through some of the glands in the body, and the next thing you know is you're dumping all these hormones into your bloodstream and you're having this roller coaster ride again. And breaths are notorious for doing that to you, is making you feel good for a few hours and then boom, you go into this like no energy zone. And most people will never understand that cause and effect relationship, or that the cause and effect relationship that energy has in their whole life. They think they can practice energy work in a particular way, maybe for this hour out of the day, and that's all it's going to affect them. And yet energy works affects your entire life, and even those times when you're not doing energy work. So you really have to incorporate a good system that's going to give you an overall balance. And that's really what we do in our school, is we provide the student with the balance that they need. That, you know, these are energy exercises that you can physically feel in this tangible way, that not only you will be able to feel it, but also somebody else will be able to feel it in that same way. And we actually give you tangible results, that it's not just a thing where most people say, well, you do this method so that you'll get better health. And they don't really explain in what ways you'll be better health, or, you know, physical ways that you can actually manifest what you're trying to do here. And what we're doing is actually showing to the students that you can get these physical, tangible results, things like telekinesis, or like byproducts of building up a lot of energy. But we're building up a large amount of energy mainly for hormonal stability. And by learning a form and using it in this good feeling and cool way, is we can provide the students these amazing ways to control their hormonal flow. And who knew that you could do that? I mean, it's what everybody hopes or attempts to, you know, complete. And that's why you do types of meditation, is to relax, knock the stress out of your life. But this is something that you can physically feel in a matter of minutes as you get really good at doing the different types of exercises. It really radically changes the way you feel, doesn't it?
You know, yes, it does. And Sifu Jones, I have to bring up the point that that's what I originally, way back when, got into chakra work all about. I wanted to learn about these vortexes or these vortices, and I didn't realize at the time, adding the color, and I didn't know about the heat factor, that, you know, I was creating this in my body and exponentially heating up myself. And, you know, and in the school, we learn about vortices, these vortexes, and how to use them properly, and, you know, how to keep our bodies in the best, cool, good-feeling channel so the power really comes out in a yin way.
You know, and it's one of the things that you brought up there about that a chakra really is a spinning wheel, you know, or a vortice type of deal, and that is true. We really do have these seven vortexes that do run our body. And the main reason why we don't necessarily call them chakras is because we don't want it to be caught up into everybody's terminology of what that means, because it is a metaphysical term and it's more of a philosophy of how things work, but it's not really scientifically based. And we want everything to be based on science of how it actually works in the body. And so that's what we really do, is teaching the student how to build up their overall nerve fiber, the way your body communicates with different parts of itself. And it does it through nerve fibers. If you were going to send a message from your head to your foot to move your foot, there has to be this electrical message that goes down the nerve fiber that goes to that part, and then that's why it happens. And this is how your body really does work. And if you build up that part of your body, and that's exactly what we do, is show you energy exercises that completely builds up your entire nervous system, not just one part. You're not just placing your thought patterns on just one particular area and building that one area up. Because we found that, you know, as you put or you pocket in different places of your body energy, that it, again, it heats that area up, and this is not a good thing that will come out of your body when you just heat up parts of your body. You'll actually get much better results out of your energy work in general if you do learn to cool down the energy you're moving around. And this is something that we teach really well. You know, we do it as a chi distillation technique, where we show how to channel chi in this cool way around the body, and you make this energy feel good. Because if you're building up a large amount of good feeling energy, that's going to feel good and continue to feel good. But if you're just building up energy in general and you're not really paying attention to whether it's feeling good or not, it won't be long before it really isn't feeling good, the energy. And this is not something that you can use in any viable way. It usually just gives you, again, this hormonal roller coaster ride where you can't really control your emotions and you just end up getting in an argument or a fight, because you just feel so overwhacked in the way you feel. And it's not a pleasant feeling. So it really does matter the way you do your energy work. And the method that we choose with this yin-style circular method is one that goes along with your natural vortexes of your body anyhow. And when you get sensitive enough, you'll be able to physically feel any part of your body inside. And it's really, you'll do so much better by learning these sensitivity exercises that we teach them than to do like ones that would be more muscular in nature that you're trying to build yourself up. Because most of the time, again, those things come out in this heat fashion way. And again, heat is the enemy for the most part. And people who are constantly heating themselves up, have a tendency to get in those arguments and fights that we're talking about. And so one of the things that we wanted to bring out here on this topic about the truth in chakras is that we really do have this chakra background. I mean, you went through all sorts of training that way. I went through an awful lot of training that way, too. And what we found out is we came up with a much better method than the one they're using, and we really do back it with the science and the medical research of the day. And we put it all annotated in videos, MP3s, and PDF files that our student can download, see the facts of the matter, see why we choose to do it in the way we do, and we get great results as a result. And they can simply go to www.chienergyhills.com, listen to some of the student testimonies that are going through the school, and really get some feedback from them, and they'll see that we really are pretty good at this, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And I'm just proud of the fact that I was able to take my own sensitivity and give it a form, cool it down, and have some excellent results with it. I don't like to use the term amazing results because people expect something overnight. But the time I put in to the school is very little in comparison to the 30-some years I tried seeking out something that would give me emotional stability and a practicality of what I can do with my energy work in the law of attraction, in my personal relationships. And it has physically and tangibly changed, everything in my life. And the students, if you listen to them, they'll talk about things that are in their lives that are very different, too.
That's it. And that's really, a lot of times a student may first go to our school and they'll look at some of the extreme abilities that are possible by learning high-level energy work like we're teaching, and they get caught up with that. And really what we're trying to explain is you get into energy work for this, more energy, okay, and that it feels good, because if the energy, it's no good having a bunch of energy if it doesn't feel good. So making that energy feel good so that you feel more energetic and you get more out of your body so you're not sick as much as a normal person would be sick, that you hit that down to the very minimum, and you go through more days where you have a lot more energy. And that's why most people get into energy work in the first place. And certainly we will teach them all that. And as you learn things like the law of attraction and how to kick that into gear, and they're really the biggest mistake that people do out there in teaching the law of attraction or attraction in, let's say, the movie The Secret or the book The Secret. What he fails to bring up is the pheromone thing, and this is how you interact with other people. And so a lot of times when you're not really covering all the areas you need to cover, these are why you have flaws or you have problems in a particular method, or it doesn't come out in the way that you thought it would when you first got into it. And we certainly have been disappointed in all the different methods that we studied in different ways and got certified in, and took all this training, and it really didn't lead to what we were expecting. And I never enjoyed that part of it. And so what we really want to encourage people is, if they get into our school, not only can they expect the things that we're telling them they can expect, but it will happen just, right by the numbers, is what I always say, that you do these exercises in the way that we're telling you to do them, you will get these physical, tangible results. And, the people that do, they get those physical, tangible results, and they're really happy about the fact that they went through the school, because you actually will learn this high-level energy work. So that's what I'll leave everybody on, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.